720 WGN, it is Dane here with you on Memorial Day, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And as people are having all of their Memorial Day kind of excitement and plans and all the things that they're doing to recognize our men and women in uniform who've given the ultimate sacrifice, and then doing some things in virtual ways too. I know some of the parades were virtual. We're going to be talking with Robert Irvine a little bit later on in the program, and I know he's typically very, very busy on a day like today, but also has time for barbecue and the grill. And for those people that have time for barbecue and the grill, they've got to take time and get over to Wanamaker's down there in you're in Downers Grove, right, Steve? We got Steve Cross on the line. He is the grill department manager. Steve, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Dane. Nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. This is, I don't want to say this is like your time of year, but this is certainly one of those kind of dates on the calendar because you guys are selling stuff all the time. I think I was with you a couple months ago and you're like, oh, it's going to be gearing up beforehand for those people that plan ahead and in advance to have all the supplies that they need. But whenever they put the bat signal out, whenever they need something, Steve is there at Wanamaker's. And so what has it been like kind of leading up to this weekend? It's got a bit different for sure, right?
It's been a little busy. It's actually been busy quite a bit. You know, there's a lot more people, obviously, with the shelter in place. A lot more people are cooking at home. I've been selling a lot of stuff pretty much the whole week leading up. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were gangbusters, and today is not any different.
Yeah, I don't think that it's that people are just doing other things. They're just kind of on pause, right? They're just sort of restricted from doing the things that they know and love. And so I think a lot of the things that people would want to buy and use and learn about are, you know, they're just going to go get all at once. And I guess that's kind of what's been happening over there. One of the things that is great about Wanamaker's is you guys have a great selection as far as the Traegers and the pellet grills. You've got everything, really. You've got even barrel smokers. I think you've got the double O's. You've got a great selection of for Weber, for sure. You've got the new smoke fire. And then here's one of the things that makes it really special is I think you have the very best selection of sauces and rubs that are not only popular and not necessarily just popular sellers out there in the marketplace, but popular with the actual competition teams. You guys have it.
We try to have a little bit of everything. I mean, we tried to support a lot of the local sauce and rub vendors. But yeah, we got pretty much everything from your backyard cook to the competition griller.
What are some of the most popular ones? Now, here's the thing. So you guys have Blues Hog, and for your average person that's in a grocery store, you don't necessarily see it. You won't find it there. If you're a competition person, it's the kind of thing that you've known, loved, utilized, won championships with for a long time now. You guys have always had it, and now with the founder being, you know, nominated for the Barbecue Hall of Fame, are you seeing an uptick on interest in Blues Hog? Of course, Tim Shear and those guys have it now. Joey Machado, those guys are working to help kind of promote it. Have you seen more interest in Blues Hog?
Yeah, I think it's gaining in popularity. Still, a lot of people don't know that we do stock it locally. We're probably one of the few that actually stock everything from their 16-ounce jars. We have their rubs, so we have their marinades. We even carry the sauces in the half-gallon jugs. So we got pretty much almost their full assortment of products.
What is it about it? And you have a full assortment of a lot of different things and all popular, and people have varying levels of success with all of them, but certainly enjoy each and every one. What is it about Blues Hog that has made, in your opinion, as a guy who has all of these things in front of you all day, every day, that makes it so special?
It just has, it just has its own distinct flavor. It's got a nice sweetness to it with just a little bit of just enough of a kick or a bite to it that just adds that spice, and it's just a perfect blend of sweet and spice.
And then on the other thing, so as far as some of the grills, are there trends out there? There's things that are mainstays, you know, like all the Weber stuff that, you know, we have. And, of course, Weber is popular all over the world. It's our headquarters right here in Palatine. So we think of them as sort of the home team. But are there some things that are happening? I know Traeger has gotten more and more popular for those people unfamiliar, but maybe familiar enough to know that pellet grills exist, but maybe have not kind of pulled the trigger to do it. Like, what are some of the things that you've seen model-wise, and what are the things that you would recommend as a guy who sees these, again, all day, every day, would recommend or tell people to look out for?
Well, Pella definitely has been, growing by leaps and bounds over the last couple years. It is a neat way to cook. We do carry, obviously, like you said, we have Weber Smoke Fire, and we have probably one of the biggest assortments of Traeger pellets, grills, and all their accessories and pellets. It's just a nice, easy way to get some good flavor. It's an easy way to smoke, and you know they live on that set it and forget it mentality because there's just not a lot of work to do in it. I know the real, stick burner guys kind of call that cheating, but you know, for the backyard guy, you know, it's right up their alley. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, is it really set it and forget? I mean, because I think you say that, and I'm sure some people, you've probably had customers come back to you after that gets said, and they took it really literally, right? Maybe they just kind of. Maybe unintended things happen. Maybe they should have done something. They didn't need to completely forget it, right? I mean, there is a little bit to it.
Well, you know, the nice thing is now, you know, yeah, you can't, you know, you basically can set it, forget it, but, you know, sometimes things do happen. But the great thing now is, with technology, everything, most of the pellet grills are connected via Wi-Fi. I mean, so pretty much, I mean, you can basically do everything from your phone wherever you're at. You know, you can get your, you know, what your protein temperature is. You can get what your grill temperature is. A lot of them you can even adjust by your phone wherever you're at as long as you can get that Wi-Fi service. So, yeah, now it's gotten to where it is almost pretty much set it and forget it. You know, just hopefully if something's going, you know, your temperature drops that you're close by that you can get home to fix it. But, you know, other than that, it truly has become almost set it and forget it.
Well, it's set it and then think about other things, too. Maybe that's the way that it should be. We think of that kind of romantic. Image of like the guy with the smoker, and he's out there with his trusty dog, and then of course he's got a cooler with a couple beers there, and he's got to manage the fire and all that kind of stuff. And so with the Wi-Fi, it really is something that is very, very cool. But how far can you be? Can you just be in the house, which I think is very convenient, or could you be, you know, across town or someplace far away and still manage and, you know, change the temperature on things happening with the grill?
No, you can pretty much be anywhere you want. You know, anywhere you can get that service, you can pretty much do it. I've had people come into the grill department here, and you know, pull it up and show me what their grill's cooking at and what the temperature of the meat is and everything. So I mean, it's kind of a neat way of how things are changing, you know, in this day and age.
Everything from the basics, Weber kettles, you know, some of the basics, even the drums and some things that are no moving parts, really, or very few moving parts, all the way up to some of the most technologically advanced things and grills. You guys have it over there at Wanamaker's. Last thing in about 30 seconds, if you can give us, the location, the address, maybe online where people can get more information, get out there and see you.
Yeah, you can take a look at us, Wanamakers.com. Right now we're open every single day, 9 to 5, and we're at 1940 Ogden in Downers Grove.
One of the great places, I think, in probably the Midwest, maybe one of the great places in the country, not only for great selection on things, certainly if you're interested in Traegers, if you're interested in Weber's and a bunch of other things, plus I don't know that there's one place outside of the internet that has right in front of you, you know, physically all the sauces and rubs that are so successful out there. So thanks, Steve. Appreciate what you're doing. Get back to your Memorial Day. Thanks for jumping on the show.
No problem. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, and hope to see some of you soon.
All right. That's Steve Crossover at Wanamaker's. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Chris Lilly, 17-time world champion. He is one of the greats. He'll be on with us 720 WGN.